Right, in this movie, we're going to have a look at how Amnesty International Vlaanderen use the form processor extension and the CVMIC REST-based or CMRF framework to link petitions from their public website into CiviCRM, which is on a different server. The petition form in its final shape will look something like this, which is in Dutch, so I'll translate because some people might not speak Dutch. So it's going to have a signed a petition, and on there it's going to be first name, last name, birth date, email address, and a little checkbox to say yes, I would like to receive mails about actions like this. I've replaced this form, because this is on the live website, on my local machine to something like this, which of course doesn't look as nice, but is roughly the same. I'm gonna pause the video for a sec to prepare for the next step. So basically what happens will look a little bit like this. On the one side, I will have the public website with the CMRF framework installed. It will send data with an API request to CiviProxy, a server with CiviProxy installed. CiviProxy will check if the API request is whitelisted, so if it's actually allowed, and if the credentials are correct. And if both are true, it will then send the API request on to CiviCRM, receive the data, or if there is any data to be returned, and will return that data back to the public website. So basically, CiviProxy determines what API request can go to CiviCRM. And in this way, I can have a public website or web service communicate with CiviCRM, even though CiviCRM is sitting on another server. So in this setup, it is not the case, as in quite a few setups, that CiviCRM is installed on the same server as your public website and is running on the same CMS. In theory, your public website could be in any CMS as long as it uses or can use the CMRF framework to communicate with CiviProxy, or even code your own API request to go to CiviProxy. In this particular example, we actually have a public website with Drupal and CiviCRM on the server that CiviCRM sits on is also running in an internal Drupal installation. But I could easily have a public website with WordPress whilst my CiviCRM still runs on my CiviCRM server in Drupal. So let's have a look at what I've got. I'm looking at the, if you like, public website end of things now in Drupal 7. And you can see in this tab that I have modules installed for the CVMRF, CVMIC REST-based framework. I have the CMRF core installed. I have the CVMRF WebForm integration, which integrates the Drupal WebForms with CVMIC REST-based. And I have the CiviMIC REST-based form processor WebForm integration, which makes it possible to link form processors in CiviCRM to the public website. Now that sounds a bit weird, because for a form processor in CiviCRM, as we will see later, is just an API request, so I could do it in any way, but this module makes it a little easier.